Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hang on, Ben. Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I'm so excited to be here tonight. We've got a great show lined up for you guys, but before we start, let's give a quick thanks to our guest, Herbie J. Pilato, who joined us on December 9th. He is a sitcom TV historian. He covers everything of our favorite sitcoms from the 50s, 60s, and on. So many books. Go to HerbieJPilato.com to find out more about his books, especially his new Christmas book, The 12 Secrets of Christmas. So tonight, I am so excited. I'm a huge fan of the band, and I'm thrilled and honored to have on the show tonight singer, songwriter, musician, Mr. Dennis Provisor from the Grassroots. Dennis, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I was looking forward to this all week. I couldn't wait.
Sound like you're from New York.
Yeah, well, Jersey. It's a Jersey thing. It's a Jersey thing. And the Jersey and New York. Yeah, Jersey and New York kind of the same thing, right? So Anyway, so how are you today? Everything good? Are you still in Wisconsin?
Still in Wisconsin, freezing to death, yep.
I was going to say, how cold is it there? Because it's getting chilly over this way.
Yeah, well, today was like 25 with a 20-mile-an-hour wind, so it wasn't great.
Oh, my God. Why would you choose Wisconsin? It's so cold. Oof.
Summer, and it's beautiful all other times of the year. And, you know, I like to fish, and it's a great place for fishing.
Nice, nice. Yeah, because I'm sure you've gotten snow already, too.
Yeah, we got, you know, maybe not even an inch, but
it's
coming.
Really
nice. It's a lot better than L.A.
Oh, I bet it's gorgeous. Yeah, I'm sure. I just always said, God, if I was homeless, I'd have to be go to a warm state. That's for sure. I couldn't be homeless in the cold. That's I could never do it. It's not me.
No, you said not a good place to be homeless.
No, not at all. Not at all. But really, I have to talk to you about, obviously, the Grassroots. And, I mean, you were with other bands before. What was it? The Hook, Blue Rose, and then I didn't know. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong, that the Grassroots was somewhat of a fabricated band. I'm in air quotes with, like, a boy band because it was like a creation of Lou Adler and P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. Is that true?
Yeah, kind of. It was kind of like that, where they had the original Grassroots had a song, Where Were You When I Needed You?
Right.
And the band broke up, and the record company needed a band called the Grassroots. And they went through different people, and, you know, they got Rob Grill, Warren Ettner, Ricky Koontz, and then Creed Bratton, who was the guy that I recorded. And so they formed the Grassroots, and I would guess it was kind of a boy band.
Well,
you know,
when I say boy band, I just mean how, you know, the boy bands were created. These boy bands that we have nowadays, like New Kids and all that. They were put together, you know, by different producers and stuff. And, well, not really New Kids. They knew each other. They were a band. But I had no idea that P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry were really the songwriting creators behind the original Grassroots, like you said. But then you guys came in and you were a songwriter. So, you and Rob, I think were like the driving force behind the band. Of course, you had also Rick Koontz, who was a driving force, but you did replace Creed, right?
Right. I replaced Creed. Creed left the band, and they came to clubs in the Valley with a group called mm-hmm. Blue Rose, and they came to hire the guitar player that I was playing with, mm. and the three of them men, and they saw me, and they decided to take me.
Hmm. Well, thank God they did. Thank God they did. I don't think we'd have the Grassroots that we all know and love today without you joining the band, because you and Rob were a great, great collaborating team, and just amazing. I mean, the songs that you guys put out are just still so relevant today. And, you know, all that music back then, I just don't see the music of today having the longevity of the music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I don't know about you, how you feel, but I just don't see it.
Well, you mean the songs had a melody?
No, just the longevity. Yeah, the songs. Yeah, exactly.
Like a lot of the new songs, basically rap songs and stuff like that, which are mostly rhythmic computer tracks, are not songs that you're going to remember 20 years from now.
Absolutely not. Nope. Yeah. And I always say to myself, I say, is it because I grew up listening to it, or no, it's just great music. It's just, you know, I love the 3-minute song. They're in and out and just hits you and tells you the song, and it's nothing complicated. It's just simple music and great lyrics, great hooks, and the voices for me were always the driving thing for me. The voices too. And you and Rob, I mean, the both of you just played off of each other just fantastically. And thank God for you two, because without, I don't think there'd be the Grassroots that we know and love today. Like you said, there was an original version, and then you guys came in and just like took it over. So it's just amazing to me. And I love it. I love it. I love it. So I got to ask you, why did you want to leave when Rick Koontz left? I mean, was there something going on there, or you'd rather not talk about it?
No, that's not actually what happened.
Oh.
No, we got a different drummer. Rick Koontz, they bought Rick Koontz out, and he left for Canada, something like that. And we got a different drummer for a while.
Mm.
But I stayed with the group, you know, like maybe 2 years of the main group, maybe 2 years after Rick left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now you went on to a solo career with Clive Davis, and that kind of fell through because of Clive's situation. So where is that music? Do you have it, or has it been released?
I don't have it. It belongs to Columbia Records.
Wow. And
it's
a shame.
It's just kind of lost in the annals.
Yeah. And that's, I'm sure it was great stuff. It's amazing that we can't get to hear it. I mean, and you have no say in saying, I'd love to get my my stuff, or can I re-record it or anything like that?
No, I really don't have any say in that. I mean, I can always record the songs again, you know, if I could record them again.
Right,
you know,
right.
People have recorded those songs that I've written.
Right.
You know, rarer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, and you also wrote City Life for Rare Earth, which is pretty cool. I mean, did you ever play with them as well?
We've played with the original Rare Earth. You know, we played with them, and they had a different guy with that recorded that particular song, yeah.
Cool. Now, is it true that when you played the Newport Pop Festival that Jimi Hendrix approached you and wanted you to play with him?
Well, I met Jimi with a friend of mine at the Beverly Hills Hotel about a week before that.
Oh.
And then I just joined the band, and we played that Newport Pop Festival, and we just played a set, and I'm walking off. And it was new to me, and I was not very familiar with the limousines and the, you know, the whole deal of it. So anyway, so I'm walking off the stage and jam with them, but I asked the manager of the Grassroots at the time, and they said I couldn't go up there. I had to leave.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Yeah. And it was a jam with him, Janis Joplin.
Oh, wow.
And some people, yeah.
Mm. So you, how old were you when the Grassroots were taken off? So this, like you said, it was all new experience for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing clubs, and I've been around the world already for, you know, since I was 17. I joined the band, I think I was around... Oh, probably 27, 28, something.
Mm-hmm. But did they have the success of the Grassroots at the time? Oh, yeah, you were playing around the world, so yeah.
No, they did. You mean the groups that I played in or the Grassroots?
Yeah, yeah, prior to the Grassroots. I mean, the Grassroots, I mean, you went to Japan with the Grassroots. I mean, this must have been like, wow, what's going on here, you know? Like, and like you said, the limousines and all that, this was all new to you.
Well, you know, I've been to Hawaii and Sweden and London and stuff with the groups that I was playing with before that.
Right.
I was in like a real popular club band called the Persuaders.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a white soul band, you know.
Right,
and we
right.
were real long time.
Hmm.
But yeah, wow. The Grassroots, that was a whole different thing. That was a whole different where you went from, you know, the plane to the hotel, to the concert hall, from the plane to the hotel, to the concert hall, you know, every day. We'd be out on the road for like 3 months doing that.
Right. Now, are you still playing with the Hits, the band that you play with in Wisconsin?
I played with the Hits for about 35 years here in Wisconsin, and the drummer died, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. And I believe your daughter also has some musical talent, and she was performing with you guys in the Hits. Is that true, too?
Well, she would come and sit in. She wasn't really in the band. She would, you know, and even the little girl, she'd come up and sing, you know. But, yeah, she's got an unbelievable voice. She's in Austin right now.
Is she still singing?
Once in a while. She doesn't. She's into some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And now the Grassroots are still performing and touring now with Mark Dawson as lead. Mark has been on the show, and I believe, if I remember correctly, I mean, it was a long time ago that he was on the show, that Rob actually chose this lineup for this touring band of the Grassroots. And is there any reason you didn't want to perform as a Grassroots anymore?
No, me and Rob kind of had a falling out, you might say.
Oh.
Fleetwood Mac and stuff. We kind of had a falling out. But so, you know, we didn't talk after a while. So
he had
this backup band, which was Mark Dawson and I forget the other guy's names. And they're a
Me
good
too.
Band. And they backed Rob up. And then when Rob died, they went out as the Grassroots.
Hmm. And nowadays, are you still, you're obviously, once you're a writer, you don't stop writing. You're obviously still writing. And how about performing?
I don't perform anymore, really.
Yeah.
After the group here in Wisconsin, after, you know, the drummer died and everything.
Yeah.
I had played a few bands after that, but I just didn't, you know, I'm done with driving through the middle of the night every night.
And lugging everything. Yep, I know.
Yeah.
And look, yep.
Going up to PA and doing all that stuff, yeah. So I'm pretty much, you know, done with it.
Yeah. Well, when you're driving and you're listening to Sirius or just an oldie station and one of the songs comes on, you get that thrill again or it just like you get a smile to your face or what?
Yeah, I hear it. You know, I hear, you know, like I just heard Temptation Eyes today.
Me too.
Driving the car. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I've heard it so much that it kind of perks me up a little bit, but, you know, it's not that big of a thrill.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's got to definitely make you feel like, oh, yeah, that was fun, you know.
Yeah, I talk with people, I say, yeah, I played on that and I sang that. And they go, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. Well, one of my favorites was always Temptation Eyes. And I'd love to play that right now. Are you in a hurry? Because I want to play a couple tunes and I'd love to share them. I know you've heard them 50 million times, but I'd love to play them. If I could play Temptation Eyes, I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, Temptation Eyes. I found that off the album and told them it was going to be a hit. And it started to be a hit in like Texas and grew all around through the U.S. and actually, in that song, I wrote that whole guitar solo, too.
Right. I know you took a major role in that song. I know. And like I said, I mean, of course, there's Midnight Confessions, I mean, which is, I don't know. I don't even want to say that it's probably the most popular, but I could be wrong. But Temptation Eyes was the one that always did it for me. So I would love to play it right now, if that's okay with you.
Go right ahead.
All right, folks, Temptation Eyes, this is one of my faves. I hope it's one of yours, and let's have fun and listen to it.
Come on, she's no one's lover tonight.
Look at that. 2 minutes and 39 seconds. It doesn't take much to get a great hit song. Oh, my God. What was the process behind that? How long did it take to finish that one? Because, I mean, for the average listener, it just sounds like done. You know what I mean? So what was the process behind that one?
Well, we had good writers also. That was Price and Walsh song.
Uh-huh.
And it was a process, you know. The writing back then at that time was done kind of like in a specific way, where you had a hook and a very catchy melody and a mm-hmm. bridge. You know, the whole thing was a construction.
Right.
Sooner or later was the same thing, where a guy came to my house in the morning and he played me the song on the keyboard, and I called up Warren. I said, "Hey, man, you got to listen to this song," because it went right to it. We recorded it like the next day.
Yeah, that's another good one. Oh, man. And you and Rob back and forth with the vocals on that one, too. It's just, oh, you both just complimented each other so much vocally and musically. Just everything. I mean, again, just a classic sound. And to, again, the average listener, it sounds like it took to write, but no, because there's a lot behind it, like you said, and that's how you wrote a song back in the day, like you said, verse, and then the hook, and then the break, and the bridge, I should say, and then back to the verse, and you know, that they don't even, there's not bridges or breaks anymore, there's nothing, you know, it's just no guitar solos. I mean, not that you need to have a 2-minute guitar solo, but something to break the song up, you know. It's just not there anymore. It's just not there. But oh my God,
I had with Rob were well, besides Two Divided by Love, were like Something About You.
Mm-hmm.
that was a Motown kind of song.
Yeah.
And we did Shame. I don't know if you ever remember Cry and Shame.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cry shame. But you love me no more, girl. It's a crying shame.
Yep.
Da, da, da. I don't know. But me and Rob, that's one of our better performances, but it never got out there. You know?
Hmm. I'd love to hear the stuff that Columbia has. I'm sure you would, too.
Well, I can honestly say that wasn't really a great time in my life.
Oh.
I'll leave it at that, but yeah.
Okay. Now, were you still with the band? I mean, you guys were on Dick Clark a lot. Were you still with the band when they were going to do the variety show, Get It Together?
Yeah. In fact, I wrote that song, Get It Together.
Right. That was the title song, the track, right?
Right. Yeah. That was going to be a whole series or, you know, like a regular Dick Clark produced series, and we were going to do comedy and, you know, skits and bring on different bands and stuff, but it never happened. We did one show, put together one show with Eric Burden and the Animals, and well, I think Linda Ronstadt might have been on the show. Anyway,
oh,
we did a pilot. And supposedly that was supposed to come out, but it never happened.
And whatever happened to all those videos? I mean, how many did you actually do?
Yeah, all the videos and the Dick Clark shows that we must have done 35 or more Dick Clark shows. They're all belong to, I think it's ABC or something
ABC.
Like that.
ABC. Yeah. Yeah.
They just hold on to them.
Oh, back to Temptation Eyes. I'm wondering, did Ed Sullivan have any questionable comments about that song? Like he didn't want it to, like with the Doors, when he wanted them to remove Higher. I mean, because Temptation Eyes was a little risque, if you really think about it, back in the time.
I don't remember anything. I know Live For Today was they had to change that to we had to change it to I want to feel you beside me instead of I want to feel you inside of me. That one we had to change.
Yeah, because I know he didn't like specific things, so that must have been a real treat to be on Ed Sullivan, huh?
Yeah, that was only like, we were on there, and it was only like a few weeks later he died. He was, at that time, he was a pretty sick man, believe it or not. He looked fine, but he wasn't.
Yeah, well, thank God for Ed Sullivan, too. Him and Dick Clark brought us so many great acts, and without their shows, I don't know where we'd be. With that, you know,
Before I was in the grassroots.
Say again?
I did the Dick Clark show before I was in the grassroots.
Oh, with which band?
As Denny Provisor.
Oh, you went on as a solo act on Dick Clark?
Yeah, but I was only 21.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I did a song called Mickey Mouse.
Yep, I know you did it, but I didn't know that you were on without the band. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Oh, man. So,
you
opened the door then. You knew what to tell the guys what to do when you got there.
They already
right?
knew, believe me.
Yeah. I know. How did you like playing when you guys did perform on these shows, having to do, lip syncing? Did you guys like that or you hated it?
Well, we liked it because, for one thing, if you tried playing live on those shows, it would be a disaster.
Mm.
And we were good at lip syncing. We were really good at it. Most groups, you see them lip sync and the words are coming out before and their mouth is moving, but it's not in sync. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we kind of practiced actually singing. Being able to lip sync and make it look real, you know, it
right.
looked very good.
Well, Temptation Eyes, I believe, was live on Ed Sullivan. That was live.
It was, yeah, the tracks weren't live. The tracks
vocals
were not live. We pre-recorded the tracks, and then we sang live over it.
Yeah, because that I could definitely hear that it was live. I mean, it was still killer, but, you know, I could definitely hear it was live. I mean, it proved that you weren't just a studio band, you know, I loved it. I mean, again, it's my favorite song so that you guys did. Now, I want to play, which one do you want to do? You want to do Live for Today or Sooner or Later? And then we're going to do or Walking Through the Country. The Country Grass, I don't have my glasses on. Walking Through the Country, Live for Today, Sooner or Later, or we can do, where is it? I got it here. It's End of Time. That one's yours, right?
Now, End of Time is a song that I did with the Persuaders in 1960. 1965 or 1966, way before I was in the grassroots.
Yeah. I want to do that one?
Sure, go ahead, play it.
This is End of Time with Dennis Provisor. I'm sorry, Dennis, I cut you off. What'd you say?
I said it'd be the first time it was ever on the radio.
Well, let's get it then. I love having first. So this is End of Time, Dennis Provisor with the Persuaders. Enjoy this one, folks.
Taking leaders' gifts for granted, helping
Nice. Another one. 2 minutes and 2 seconds, and man, in and out, and just great, great music. A hit and run, I call it. I call it a hit and run.
Oh.
Now, yeah. The songs that you've written with your own, and like End of Time right now that we just played, and Temptation Eyes, were they about anyone in particular? Or like you said, we just had great writers and we're trying to write great songs.
Well, Temptation, I did not write Temptation Eyes.
No, you as a musician, you had part of writing the music, so.
Yeah, well, you know, it was just the love song.
Right.
That's what it was. In the End of Time was more like, you know, the 60s protest type song. You know, to be free and not to burn, you know,
right.
No war kind of thing. At that time, that was kind of the message.
Let me ask you this. Now, music played an integral part during the 60s and the 70s craziness. In my opinion, I think if we had music today, that would be not similar to the music back then, but something with good messaging, I think we'd get out of this problem that we're in a little faster. What do you think?
Well, I guess it's a reflection of the time. You know, music kind of represents the reflection of the time that we're in, you know, the time.
Right, but none of the music today, is saying anything about what's going on. That's what I'm saying. Where in the 60s, there were songs like, Come On People Now, Smile On Your Brother. I mean, What the World Needs Now is Love, you know. I mean, it was great stuff, you know, and I think it played a big role in trying to keep the peace, in my opinion, again, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's not what's going on today.
No,
sure.
no, not at all. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So when you write today, are you writing for yourself? Are you writing for others? And what type of music are you writing these days?
Well, you know, a lot of it would be love songs. A lot of it would be, you know, just stuff that I think of, you know, just off the wall things I think of. I mean, it doesn't... anything in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who are you working with when you're writing these songs? Are you doing everything yourself? Because nowadays you can do everything yourself.
Well, anything that I write right now, I write by myself pretty much.
No, I mean, production-wise, you're using the computer where you can do all the different instruments.
I really don't do that much anymore, you know? Mm. I mean, I record down in the basement once in a while. I record some songs. Like, if you go to my website, like I did the song called Put Me on Hold.
Mm.
And that's just like something that I did in my basement, you know what I mean? But it sounds really good, you know?
I'm sure. Anything you do sounds really good. I'm sure it sounds great. Are you kidding me? I picked the songs that obviously are the most popular amongst the average listener, not the obscure stuff, but to play tonight. I mean, like Live for Today. I mean, that was another one that was perfect for
Live
the time.
Live for Today, I was in the band at the time.
No, but again, I'm just saying the music, that song was appropriate for what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah. And Sooner or Later was another great one, which, you know, wasn't anything related to the times. But, I mean, that one sounded a little more where the band was changing to accommodate the, was that more in the 70s, Sooner or Later? Did that one get, that was that more towards the 70s?
That was early 70s. That was more of the pop sound.
Yeah.
You know, more you know, popular pop sound, and that's more where I took a role. And you know, I would sing the bridges, I'd sing all the high parts and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know, and arrange the vocals on it, stuff like that. But yeah, well, sooner or later, or you know, my interjection.
Well, thank God for you being in the band, because if not, I don't think we'd get what we got with Sooner or Later. So I'm going to play that one real quick, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, I love that you're going back with me. I love it. I love it. Thank you. All right, here we go. Sooner or Later by the Grassroots. Oh, my God, here we go. I love the girl you got to get in. Oh man, those are great. Oh, just great stuff.
Yeah,
God.
That was my contribution.
Oh, I know. And you really, really, I mean, all those little background things that you threw in just made the song, you know. I have to ask you this. Do you remember when what is it? Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love. What did you think when that came out? You were like, oh, my God, that's our line.
Jeez. I don't know if it was that before or after. No, that was...
It was after. I think that came out in the 80s. That came out in the 80s. And what was his name?
Yeah.
Lee something, I think.
You know, if you think about it, every song, I don't care what song it is, comes from something else.
Right.
You know, in other words, you know, a lot of times you think, oh, I just thought of something really great. But 9 times out of 10, it comes from something, some other place.
No, but I get you. I get you, but that was just so obvious. Because you guys are, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for, and he literally stole that line.
That's almost a lawsuit.
I mean, come on, you know, because as soon as that came out, I was like, that's the Grassroots line, you know. So, But
yeah,
oh man, that's a great tune. Sooner or later, man, they're all great. Every song you guys did, and even on your solo career, and working with all the other bands too. I mean, everything is just fantastic. And without you guys, we wouldn't have. I don't want to say the crappy music we have today, but they surely wouldn't be anywhere close to the music that has just expanded over the years. You know, like the 70s were good, the 80s were good, the 90s, you know, and then the 2000s, you know, and now it's really a big thumbs down. But oh my goodness, oh my God. But anyway, well, I love this stuff.
Oh, good. I'm glad you love it too.
Have you ever, I'm curious, did you ever go catch the guys with Mark Dawson or no, you never seen them?
Yeah, I did see them. Yeah.
Did you ever get up with them or no?
Matter of fact, one time in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, my band that I was in called The Hits, we opened
no
for
kidding.
Them.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they did a set. And, I saw them. They were very good.
Yeah, no, Mark's a sweetheart, too. He's such a funny guy. He's so nice, and he's such a sweetheart. And, you know, it's great that he's carrying on the music and the name. So, you know, you can't complain about that. You know, he's keeping it alive, which is great. So I did want to ask you, what did I want to ask you? Oh, if you weren't a musician, I know you started, I believe I'm correct, I don't know. I believe you started as a piano player and then took on the organ. If you weren't a musician, what would you have done in your life as a career?
Jeez. No one ever asked me that.
Well, the reason I ask is you built your own house in Wisconsin, so I'm thinking you were into construction or at least a builder or something like that. How did you build your own house?
I didn't build a house.
You're kidding. It says you built a house and you built your own house in Wisconsin.
No.
Oh, man,
I don't know
somebody's
where
lying. Somebody's lying to me.
I couldn't hammer a nail if it killed me.
Oh my goodness! No, what do you think you would have been if you weren't a musician? What would you have liked to have been?
I have no idea. I had no, you know, I went into the Navy Air Force for a while, community college for a while. Then I started playing piano in some bars, just messing around, and I just always wanted to be a musician. I had no. Didn't want to be anything else.
Right.
Didn't want to go into business. Didn't want to, you know, I mean, I've worked a few jobs here and there, but no, I had my mind made up. I didn't know I was going to be a rock and roll star or anything like that. I just wanted to be a nightclub singer, basically.
Right. Dennis, forgive me if I don't know this, but have you ever put a book out, or are you considering, or your story?
People ask me about it. I, you know, honestly, you know, I try to think of what I could write about, and I really wouldn't know what to write about.
Your experience, what an amazing experience you had. My goodness, you did. Everybody would love to read that. I know I would.
I'd have to have somebody help me with it, you know.
Mm. Well,
I definitely,
it's something
I would need a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I would love to read the experiences that you guys had and just you alone, your experiences of your entire life and the contributions that you gave to the music industry with the grassroots and your songwriting alone. I mean, it's just amazing. And I thank you for being part of it, because without you guys, a lot of bands wouldn't have came out of it. You know, imitation is the best form of flattery, and a lot of bands came after you that loved you guys so much that they were part of you, you know, part of the grassroots too. And there's so many bands that we may not have gotten here if it wasn't for the grassroots and other bands as well, you know, that kicked off the music world. Because for me, I always say real music started in the 50s, you know, like they had the oldies in the 30s and 20s. But for kids, the music really started in the 50s, you know.
The 50s, you know, all the old doo-wop bands, that's where I learned it.
Oh, I know. Great stuff. I'm so glad I had an opportunity to have that playing around my house growing up. And without that, I don't know if I mean, my love of music is just, we had here on the East Coast, CBS FM, which I'm sure you've heard of or probably even been on, with Cousin Brucey and all that, and just a great station. And oh man, I miss it. I miss it so much. I'm a serious listener. What do you listen to when you're in the car?
Man, I listen to everything. I mean, I listen to Miley Cyrus. I listen to all the oldies. I listen to everything, you know, because there's good stuff everywhere, you know.
There really is. There is some, yes, there is some out there now. Absolutely. Miley's good. I think she just got some good stuff too. But are you more of a radio guy or a serious radio guy?
I'm more of a radio guy.
Mm.
I listen to the radio all the time.
Mm. Now, how about your record collection? It's got to be, you still have your record collection, I'm sure.
I don't have any record collection.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no,
my goodness.
Stuff that I've done, but I don't have any kind of a record collection at all. I just listen to whatever's on the radio or YouTube or whatever.
Now, out of all the songs that were more popular for the grassroots, which one, well, I know you like Sooner or Later, which one do you think was the best produced and was your, I hate to say your favorite, because there really is no favorite. There's so many of them, right?
God, which one was the best? I don't know. I know when I did Walking Through the Country, that was my first song I wrote that went out, you know, nationally. You know, with the band, but
right.
I mean, you know, Two Divided by Love. They were all good. You know,
all of them.
There were so many good ones. Even some of the album cuts that, you know, people don't even know that I think are great.
Right, right.
Crying
well,
James, about you.
Yeah, right. Well, I want to do Walking in the Country since you mentioned it. Is that okay? Are you in a hurry?
Go ahead.
All right, this is Walking in the Country, and you're going to love this one, too. If you don't know it, you're going to know it now.
Just a breeze, and I feel at ease walking through. day, walking through the country.
Nice and sweet and simple. How many times walking around in Wisconsin does that song run through your head?
Not
anymore. You've been there so long.
I remember when I wrote that song, there was a little keyboard sitting by my bed, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm just thought it, you know?
Yeah.
And just leaned over, and boom, there I was.
Wow.
That's the short version right there. That's the cut version.
Yeah. I had Bo Donaldson on the show, and he said that you guys had written a couple of songs for them. Were you part of any of those?
Bo Donaldson.
Yeah, from Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. I think it was Yeah, I think it was Don't Ever Look Back. I'm not sure which one it was. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Were you part of any of those songs that were written for them?
Unless they did some like Lambert and Potter or Price and Walsh songs, I'm not sure.
I
wrote.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was because whatever one it was, I said, you know what? I'm hearing a little Grassroots in there. I was. He goes, oh, well, it was written by the Grassroots. I said, you're kidding me. And I can't think of which one it is.
It could have been written by the same writers.
Yeah,
Because like for instance, like Don't Pull Your Love Out on Me, Baby. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was written for us.
No kidding. You guys were going to do that?
Yeah, they brought it to us and Grill and Etner said, that thing sounds stupid.
You know what?
I
can't picture you guys doing it. So, yeah, I guess he was right.
That one and the Smile, A Little Smile for Me, Rosemarie, remember that?
Oh, God, yeah, I can't picture you guys doing that either.
That was written for us, too. That was submitted to us to do. And because Warren just recently got a divorce from Rosemarie, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I can't picture you guys doing it anyway. I can't. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Because we know the version we know, I guess. I don't know. But anyway.
I can't imagine either, but,
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So where are we now? We got to close with Temptation Eyes, right? You know that. I mean, not Temptation Eyes, Midnight Confessions, because that one, I would say, was that your biggest one? Was that the biggest one of the group, you think?
That was the biggest song.
I thought so. Yeah. So now after we hang up and, well, not tonight, but because it's late, what's a normal day like for you? What do you do on a normal day, then?
What do I do on a normal day? I drive a cab.
You're driving a cab in where, in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And nobody knows it's you. How funny is that?
Some people do.
Oh, cool.
Some people do. I enjoy it. You know, it gives me something to do.
Yeah. I didn't know they had cabs out in Wisconsin. I thought it was all Uber everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not Uber, but yeah, we have, there are cabs.
Yeah. How do you like doing that? Meet a lot of crazy people, I'm sure.
I love it.
Nice.
I sang there.
I actually did a little Uber driving on a weekend. Oh, God, I don't even know how many years ago. Just to check it out. And the people I met were, there was a lot of nice people, don't get me wrong. And there was a lot of weirdos. And I had many people say to me that they felt more comfortable being picked up by a woman than they did a man. Isn't that weird?
Hmm.
Not that my driving was good, but, you know, it's just they just felt comfortable. They felt safe. I don't know.
Could be. That's possible.
Yeah, because it wasn't like I was a Mario Andretti or professional driver or anything like that. And, oh, my God, that's so funny. Years ago, I drove a cab where I grew up, too, that we had a little cab stand. I drove. I think I did that for a week. I tried it. I'll try anything once then. I'll try anything once.
Yeah, but, yeah, I really love that job. I really do. It's just great. You know, I'm not much, and you know, make a few extra bucks, and I just love the people and love getting out there.
Nice.
You know, it's fun.
Right. Oh man, what did we play? Everything. We played End of Time. Oh, we didn't play Let's Live for Today. Do you want to hear that one, or you want to get going?
Oh, go ahead. Play whatever you want.
Again, Let's Live for Today, for me, again, was very apropos for the time. And I think that if we had music that would reflect the times, like you said, now, it would help a lot of people. But anyway,
I think
that's somebody's got to do something, but I don't know what we're going to do. So this is Let's Live for Today, another great song by the Grassroots. Enjoy, folks.
Of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true. I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. 1, 2, 3, 4 I'm with you. We'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can. 2, 3, 4
sha la 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 la, live for today. Sha la 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 la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
Shut up!
Oh, man, just great, great stuff. Thank God for the grassroots and the music of the 60s that I'm telling you, there's a lot of oldie shows going on right now, and I love them. Do you go to a lot of them or no?
Any of the shows?
Yeah, like the Flower Power Tour and what's the other one? I just went to one. Come Together Tour, was it?
I don't know. I don't go to any of them.
Oh, they must come out to Wisconsin. But I love them because there's so many different acts. And is it Get Together? Is it Get Together? Oh, my God. I cover them, and I can't think of the name of the tour. And, I mean, just I love them because there's so many different acts, and I love going to a show with a compilation of artists where you just feel like you're getting more bang for your buck, too. The last one was Ron Dante, the Turtles, who else? The Cowsills. Oh, God, I can't think of who else is there. I'm, like, drawing the blank. I just can't.
Yeah,
but I just love those.
Turtles.
Yeah, you opened for the Turtles a few times, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Now we're a good band.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ron Dante is doing the role of Eddie.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. He's a turtle now. He's a turtle.
He's a turtle.
He's a turtle. He does Sugar, and then he does the rest of his Turtles tunes.
Oh,
Flo.
Sugar was.
Yeah, he does his own. He does Sugar, but then he does the rest as a turtle. Flo. So.
Huh.
And yeah, but great stuff. I'm surprised you don't catch those shows.
No, they don't have those up here.
Well, they got to get out there so you could see them. But, oh, my goodness. Well, Dennis, it has been an honor and a privilege to speak to you, sir. And I thank you again for this great music. And just thank you. And I appreciate you going back in time with me tonight and listening back to these songs because you've probably heard them over a million times. Appreciate that you didn't mind listening to them again tonight with me. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Really appreciate it.
Listen, please come back anytime. I think you should really sit down and write that book. Oh, man. The Midnight Confessions of a Taxi Driver, of a Cab Driver. How's that?
Yeah, right. That's a good one.
Yeah. You could tell your taxi, your cab stories along with your music stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, man. Anyway, Dennis, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I appreciate it. I don't know what time it is there right now. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I'm coming or going. I don't even know what day of the week it is right now. But I appreciate you staying up late with me. And thank you. Keep writing. And if you got anything you want to come and play on the show, please let me know. I'd love to have you on to play some new stuff.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to close with Midnight Confessions. Guys, Dennis Provisor. What's your website, Dan? I'm sorry, you didn't mention that.
DennisProviser.com.
They're easy enough, folks. DennisProviser.com. And what can folks get there, Dan?
They can have all the songs I've ever recorded are on that website.
Is it streaming only, or do you have discs or vinyl as well?
No, it's just streaming.
Mm.
Just a big song list with, you know, most of the songs I wrote or that I was on or other songs, you know, that I was involved with.
Right. Well, go to DennisProviser.com, guys, and go listen to everything Dennis has ever worked on and written and again, been involved with. And it's vast. It's huge. So, Dennis, amazing talent. Thank you so very much. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Before I play Midnight Confessions, I have to say who's coming up, and I don't want to keep you on the air for that. And again, thank you so very much. It was an honor, sir.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. All right, everybody. Dennis Provisor from the Grassroots. Go to DennisProvisor.com, and you can hear all of his music, not just the top whatever I just played for the Grassroots. He's got so many great songs. So go check it out, DennisProvisor.com. Thank you again, Dennis. Have a wonderful evening, and I hope you have a good holiday and a happy new year.
You too.
Thank you. Take care, Dennis. Everybody, Dennis Provisor. Thank you, Dennis. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks. We have just had a great time. I hope you have, but I know I did. So before we close out and play Midnight Confessions tomorrow night, the 13th, if you're a Big Brother fan, we've got reality TV star Angela Rockstar Lantry. She's going to join us at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the 14th of December at 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Rick Ryan. He's a lyricist and author, and he's got a new book out, a children's Christmas book called Under Santa's Hat. And he has written for Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He has a tribute song for Willie Nelson. And he is joining us with his illustrator of Under Santa's Hat. And her name is Laura Grajava. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, I apologize for butchering that. And then the 16th, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, your favorite, you guys love the free psychic readings, and Michelle loves joining us and doing it. So Michelle, psychic medium Michelle Palmieri, will be joining us on Saturday the 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Normally we do 9 p.m. Eastern. The readings are done at 8 p.m. Eastern, so call into 646-478-0999 for that. And we'd love to do free readings for you guys. And then on the 17th, we've got Bud Whittington, and he is from the band, blues rock band, Texas Scratch. So we've got some new music from him. And then we it's getting late, I can't talk. On the 19th, we're going to welcome back Kathy Garver, Sissy from Family Affair. She's got a new movie coming out. She's just done a bunch of holiday stuff. We're going to talk to her about that. And then for our last show of the year, believe it or not, it is going to be our last show unless I decide to do maybe a music night. I don't know. We'll see. Trying to do as much as I can here right now. So the 20th, we've got Stiletto and the Sax Man, Joey and Doreen Arminio, and they've got some new Christmas music out. And we're going to have a great time, and Joey's got a book out, 0 to 60, a story about his life, and we're just going to have a good time. So join us then, and again, that is most likely our last show for the year. And January is already filling up, and my problem is I don't have a calendar for January yet. I can't believe it. I usually am ahead curve here. So I did some bookings today, and I wrote them down on paper. So I hope I got to hang on to that paper. So we got some great guests coming up in January. As usual, I'm trying to bring you the best I can and have a great time. And if there's any guests that you would like me to try and get on the show, or if you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us at applauseradioshow@gmail.com and send us an email. Drop us a line. Let us know if you like the show or not. And, hey, I don't care if you don't. I don't care if you do. If you do, that's great. If you don't, that's great, too. But whatever. It is what it is. I am enjoying myself, and what a pleasure to speak to Dennis Provisor tonight, and all the guests that we have. They're just fantastic. So I had a wonderful time going back in music history with Dennis tonight. I'm glad that he was patient to listen with me, because, again, he has probably listened to these songs or at least played them a million times. So to listen with him to them is what a treat. What a treat. What a treat. So, all right, folks, have a good night. We will see you tomorrow on the 13th, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, with Angela Rockstar Lantry from the reality show Big Brother. Can't wait to talk to her. I've been watching that show for a long time. I don't watch much reality TV, but that one I've been watching since it started. My kids love it. And my son actually wants to be on it. He, when he turned 21, he wanted to audition or whatever you got to do. I don't know, fill out the paperwork, whatever. So I'm losing steam, as you can hear. But anyway, we're going to play this. Midnight Confession by the Grassroots. Have a good night. Dennis Provisor, thank you so very much for hanging out with me tonight. I appreciate it. And you guys all have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Bye-bye.
When I'm telling the world.